Hello, I'm Becky Tuttle, and it's my privilege and honor to serve as Wichita City Council member representing District 2, and I have a special guest with me today.
Hello, Scott Wadle from the Wichita-Sedgwick County Metropolitan Area Planning Department.
So Scott is one of my dear friends. We have been partners in crime in the past. We've worked on bicycle and pedestrian initiatives and bike share ICT.
Yes.
So brought that in 2017 and started off with just a few bikes and have been able to expand the program. And Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas is the very generous sponsor. So we took that from just an idea out of the Master Bicycle Plan and made it come to fruition.
It has been so exciting.
Yeah.
It's great to just go around town and see people riding the bikes. It's so fun.
And we have ridership from all 50 states so that we know not only our residents are using it, but when people come visit, they're also utilizing it and get to experience our city 10 miles an hour versus 40 in a car.
Alaska and Hawaii represent.
We were holding out. They were holding out like New Hampshire or something for a while, and we thought we were going to have to road trip it, but we got them in. So thank you for joining me today. So Council Chat is an opportunity just to let the community know a little bit about what's going to be going on next week at council meeting. So as always, we start off with our usual Board of Bids, and we get to hear how the city is investing our very precious time and treasure into making our community better and trying to fulfill our mission of being an exceptionally well-run city. Then we're also going to be looking at accepting a grant from the National Trust for Historic Preservation for Conserving Black Modernism. And I am excited to dig into this a little bit more over the weekend, but it looks like we're going to get $150,000, and the money will be used to restore and preserve the McAfee Pool at MacAdams Park. And so just an awesome opportunity. I know that our Parks Department must be really excited to be able to have a grant like this, so that way we don't have to use the city's treasure.
Yep. So, and it's a neat structure. If folks haven't been down there, I'd encourage them to go down and check out the pool. I mean, unfortunately, we just missed like pool season.
Yeah.
But just even the architecture from the outside is just amazing.
Yeah, very cool. Very unique for this, for a pool and for our city. The next item that we'll be discussing is approving an application for Latin Fest so that they can serve alcohol outdoors. And this is going to occur on Saturday, September 16th. Sorry about that. One of my favorite things about the fall, and I tell people, I start anticipating fall in January. Fall is my season. But not only the weather, the color, the pumpkins, you know, sweater spice, weather, pumpkin spice, everything that I can, but I love all of the activities and festivals that happen in the fall. From September to middle of November when it gets cool, there's something going on at Wichita every weekend.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be so great. And yeah. This sounds like such a fun event.
It does sound like a fun event.
And also, officially hearing an item to discuss downtown restrooms and hydration stations. Approved hydration stations, they were approved in the budget last year, and two more will be added this year. A restroom will be provided at A. Price Woodard Memorial Park and at Navska Park. A hydration station will be installed at Navska Park and at Old Town Square. Two additional hydration stations will be installed in downtown Wichita at locations yet to be determined. And, in addition, looking at a new design concept for Douglas from Seneca to Meridian. So the funding was approved back in July of 2022. The proposed design concept includes pavement reconstruction, so reconstructing the street all the way, improved stormwater and sewer, 6-foot-wide sidewalks, signalization improvements to the existing pedestrian crossings. The roadway will also be striped as a 3-lane section, so a little bit of a change there, with shared lane markings for cyclists and clearly delineated on-street parking. So there's, you know, quite a bit in that, and I think it'll be a good, robust discussion.
And they had you at cyclists, right? And yeah. Bike lanes. But one of the great things is that sidewalks are going to be replaced, yep. And also the bicycle path. I know that Councilmember Blubaugh has championed connectivity through that area for several years, so it looks like that's going to have that come to fruition, and then also some of the drainage issues. So looks like a good project. This spans between two different districts. It's actually in District 4 and 6, which is kind of unusual. And I know that there was some discussion in District 4 at their advisory board meeting, and staff had to go back and find some more information and share it with it again. But so it's been thoroughly vetted through our process of district advisory boards and getting community engagement.
Yeah. I think it's been a really good community conversation. One thing I'd highlight real quick is just that construction, if approved, construction is planned to begin in 2024.
So the next item, and probably one of the things I anticipate the most every year, I really do love this, is we do our annual cultural funding allocations to area cultural funding entities. And it's around $432,000. I'm a huge champion for the arts, the visual and performing arts, mostly because I have no talent of my own. So anybody who can share their talent with me, I'm extremely grateful. And so I'm a very big supporter. I'm a proud member of the Wichita Arts Council, and I'm on the board. And so this is just another way for us to help support those quality of life initiatives. Entities, businesses, our anchor industries tell me all the time that they can get people here for jobs, but we have to have quality of life initiatives for people to stay in our great city. And so this is just one way that we can help support the visual and performing arts. Something that I'm really excited about, and I've actually done a podcast with Lindsay, who's our director of cultural arts, is that we do an economic study of the impact of arts in the city of Wichita. And we do it every 3 years. We didn't do it in 2020 because of the pandemic. So the last one was in 2017. And we learned that the arts from the non-for-profit sector, not the for-profit sector, many of them that we will, you know, be supporting here, is 94.7 million dollars annually.
Oh gosh,
yeah, this is amazing. It's about 100 different non-for-profits, and it's not just the ticket sales. They also take into account maybe you went to have dinner first, maybe you had to pay for childcare, you came from out of town and you're staying in our hotel. And so it's almost a 50-50 split on that. And we just completed the data collection, and we should be getting the information from the Americans for the Arts probably around the end of the year. And then we're going to try and take that information far and wide, and our slogan or our tagline is going to be that art means business.
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
Because I think of the events that I go to down in Century 2, just for example, and you see the tour buses dropping folks off from out of town, and then you go to the restaurants before and you see the other folks who are doing the same thing in terms of timing and getting out to get to the show.
Yep.
So it's great to see.
It really does. It's an economic impact in our community, not only just a quality of life. So the next thing we're going to do, and this is where you're going to be an expert, something you've been working on. This has been a couple year labor of love, or at least a year labor of love for you.
It's been a big community conversation, a good dialogue.
We're going to be revisiting the short-term rental code. So why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. So quite a bit of conversation about short-term rentals. We've heard a number of different organizations and feedback from interested stakeholders, citizens, neighborhood associations. So where we're at right now is that our zoning code really didn't anticipate short-term rentals. That's kind of a more recent development. And so our code really doesn't have any provision for them. So what's happened is that you've got two sides on this, which is, well, I mean, not two sides, but we've got two distinct comments that we've heard. One is, hey, I've got some concerns about short-term rentals in my area. I just want to make sure that everything's okay. The second one is, hey, I want to be able to operate, or I do operate a short-term rental, and it's important to me to be able to do this. How can we make it so that our codes are get up to date with kind of the newer technology? So, again, there's been a dialogue. We've gone through the Planning Commission. We've done a number of different meetings with neighborhood associations and other groups. So where we are is that there are three proposed changes. Two of them would be changes to the municipal code, one of those of which is a nuisance party house ordinance, which is based on some ordinances that other communities have put in place to address those. It's not that people can't have weddings and gatherings and whatnot at their house, it's just that if there are nuisance activities they're taking.
Sure.
Second one then is the licensing program, so to allow for short-term rentals to get licensed and actually to require that. And then the third part, which is not a municipal code change, but is a zoning code change, is to change the zoning code to allow for short-term rentals to operate. Because right now, they're limited to stays of 7 days or more in order to be legal in most residential zoning districts. This would allow for a process where they could come in and ask for a zoning permit or zoning change in order to allow for the short-term rental to operate legally.
I know that's also come to our district advisory boards. I know the realtors have been involved, so lots of great discussion. So I'm excited for this one to come to fruition because it's been an interesting journey to get to where we are. But I think, and correct me if I'm wrong always, but we've heard from so many stakeholders, and I think almost everyone is happy with where we are with this, where we landed.
Yeah, it's, you know, I don't know that we'll get 100% of everyone.
Sure.
But I think we've landed in a spot through these community dialogues where the majority of the community can support it. And again, it's an ongoing community conversation, so we'll learn more, of course, on Tuesday.
Sure.
But I think we've incorporated a lot of the comments that we've received, and I think we're hopefully going to hit that sweet spot.
Great. Good work. Congratulations to you and your team that got us to this place. So thank you.
Well, thank you. And thank you for also, you know, there's been moments in the process when maybe we needed to slow down and get more comments. And so thank you for providing guidance on that. And then also for helping with collecting those community comments, because really they are so important.
I remember I made a call to you and said, Scott, I think we need to pump the brake. So people aren't happy. And I know we can never make everyone happy, but I like when we can come to the bench and try and make as many people happy as we can, right?
Yeah.
So it's just better for the Wichita.
It is, because it's really about what's the best fit for Wichita.
Yeah. Well, we have some interesting and great events coming up. We mentioned Latin Fest, one of my favorite things of the whole year. Open Streets ICT is coming. I can't wait for that next weekend. Also, we have the opening of Chester I. Lewis Park next weekend. Anything else on your radar that you'll be going to? I'm sure with two little ones, you're always doing something.
I was going to say soccer games.
Soccer games.
Yeah, got a lot of that going on.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah. I have three things tomorrow going on.
Oh
yeah, all at the same time. So I'm going to try and just, you know, hit a little bit of all of it. But it's all good stuff. So I want to do it all. And I want to be engaged and just keep doing as much as I can. So you're new to Council Chat. And every week we have a surprise question. And so they'll throw the question up there and then we have to answer it. You ready?
Competition, like as fast as you can?
No, not necessarily, but...
Get some time to think about this.
Oh! Would you rather be a worm or a spider? I think I would say spider because they move quicker.
Yeah.
So you could get away from predators.
You get to hang out.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Kind of be like Spider-Man, you know?
The only thing I wouldn't like about being a spider, though, is a lot of people don't like you.
Yeah, it's apparent. Like, yeah.
No. Yeah. I don't know anybody who doesn't like worms, but I know a ton of people who don't like spiders.
Yeah, but think of all the great Halloween pranks you could pull.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. Well, thank you, Megan, for not being too mean to us. I appreciate it on a Friday. So thank you for joining us, and be sure to subscribe and follow on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Have a great weekend, Wichita.